Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our top stories, farmers in the Northwest region are facing significant financial constraint in preventing post-harvest losses during this harvest season. A majority have resorted to traditional methods. A series of entrepreneurial and civic education activities initiated by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education are ongoing in the Far North region in a bid to promote useful holiday. In the meantime, the phenomenon of intermediaries purporting to facilitate the signing of administrative documents continue to gain grounds in the central region, especially during this period of competitive entrance examination. Those are our top stories. Stay tuned for the regional news in greater detail. It is a common phenomenon to find young men standing in front of ministries and other public administrative offices in Yaoundé who purport to facilitate the signing of certificates and other documents. Administrative authorities have raised an alarm on this issue and advise that people should follow the normal procedure because the intermediaries may appear fast but not reliable. Lekiate Jetrida Songazi tells us more from CLTV Center.
These guys, popularly called middlemen, are usually stationed in front of the governor's office in Yaoundé, around court premises and other government structures. Most of them promise users of public services of immediate service delivery.
I've never been disappointed by them. They have always been of good help. Each time I go to the ministry, maybe to sign a document, when I don't have time and I want things to be done in a fast way, I usually go beside them and they help me very fast. At times, you give them 500 or 1,000.
Some people really rely on these facilitators, especially when in a haste.
They really make it easier because we know that going to the ministry's public services is sometimes harassing and a waste of time. So those people help us to not waste time, to gain in time, and to have our document as fast as possible. When they give me an appointment to come and take a document, I ask them, I will always come and find a document, and it's very time-saving.
However, some of the middlemen are dubious and expensive.
One thing they do is they collect extra amount of money from you.
Some people may think that they do a good job, but some of them are very dubious. So if you are giving your document to somebody, make sure that you know the person very well and maybe where he lives. If not, you only have your eyes to cry. I have a case in point. I took him to Provence. When we arrived there, we met one guy, claimed to tell us that he's a policeman. He asked that we should give him 10,000. Since my brother was desperate, up to today like this, the guy is still with his cartoon.
All in all, users of public services in and around Yaoundé are advised to be patient and always carry on their errands by themselves for the fear of the unknown. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, CRTV News, Center.
And from the Center region, we continue our ride to the Southwest region, this time around to talk about education, where education stakeholders in the Southwest region are advising young learners to follow the guidance and counseling procedure on future subject selection for career building. This is in line with the upcoming school year in the course of preparation. Bridget Nzepasambiwan reports.
3 weeks to the resumption of school for the 2024-2025 academic year, parents, learners, together with other education stakeholders in the Southwest region, continue receiving advice in the form of counseling by trained personnel in career building. Mr. H.U. Stephen, an official in the Southwest Regional Delegation of Basic Education, highlights the various types of guidance counseling and the importance of such a service.
We have basically three types of guidance counseling. Educational counseling, which has to do with the fields of studies, the various combinations, children to know which of these subjects have a high coefficient. We have vocational counseling, which ties with educational counseling when you give the children the various types of subjects, which of them gets them to the career which they need. If you want to become a doctor tomorrow, the child should know what it takes. And we have social counseling. Some of the children, after having left school and cannot be sponsored, can do something.
Going by the FACO Divisional Delegate of Basic Education, Madame Nisinge Madeleine Limunga, teachers play the place of guidance counselors.
A case in point is a child who loved maths so much and his dream was to become an engineer. In assessment, that child failed maths. The teacher said, because you have failed maths, you You can't be an engineer. It means that if you really want to become one, you have to work hard to do your maths. And I bet you that child and many others worked so hard, and today they are engineers and doctors.
Notwithstanding what experts do to direct the young minds, parents, children, and teachers are all expected to come on board, Madame Lisinge Madeleine Limunga attests.
The school is a natural determinant factor for the child's ability. Following this observation of verbal and non-verbal presentations of this child can become this. Then now back at home, where you have the natural setting with the parents who now can either confirm or contradict that no, at home, this child showcases something else. So we need this triangle, the child, the teacher, the home.
With experts ready to assist pupils and students choose a career from talents discovered, the ball is now in their court for a proper career choice. Bridget Ntseb Assam Mbiwan for the regional news in Buya.
From the southwest to the far north region, as part of measures to promote useful holidays, the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education has initiated a number of entrepreneurial and civic education activities to train young people in the far north region. Our far north regional correspondent, Sylvester Temken, has been keen on these activities. His report.
The long holiday is the most delicate for pupils, students and their parents because of the diversity of activities and the risks of getting derailed from the focus of learning and good morals. It is against this backdrop that the National Civil Service Agency for Participation in Development has initiated a number of programs to train young people in the far north region in ensuring the maintenance of civic and moral values, peace, living together and entrepreneurial initiatives. Zrasini, facilitator.
The module in our training are civic education, citizenship, living together, conflict management, entrepreneurship training that can help them to create their enterprise. And then we have the module on sustainable development to strengthen the environment and other issues related to environment. Secourism to intervene in case of accident to foster the intervention in all level of the society and to be ambassador of peace in their different community.
The skills acquired during this period by the young people will serve as a relay button for development and good morals while stopping the excesses that have been observed in recent times.
I came here to stop some discriminations like religious problems, cultures, even languages. How to act accordingly in society where you should be humble, to be resilient in mind, to stop some acts like violence.
To know how to mount your own business, and we did the training with military people. We learned civic services. When you go to an office, how are you going to present yourself and help someone that have been in an accident? You youth are taking drugs during the night and making many crimes. I will sensitize them to stop.
The overall aim of the program launched on July 15th is to reinforce the moral, civic and entrepreneurial armaments initiative of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education in promoting the positive values of unity, solidarity and national integration. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And now to the Grassfield locality. And as you heard in one of our lead stories, farmers in the Northwest region say they are facing significant financial constraints in preventing post-harvest losses during this season, a challenge that contributes greatly to food insecurity in the region. Many farmers have resorted to traditional methods of preservation to avoid spoilage and ensure the durability of their produce. Sylvie Banta reports from Bamenda.
This farmer in Bamenda explains how she uses local methods to preserve beans and other foodstuff after harvesting.
When the corn is dry, they have a barn to which they transfer this corn and at times use cypress tree to keep up the weevil.
Another farmer from Kambe laments about losing a considerable quantity of food and has resorted to using plastic containers due to the lack of advanced preservation methods.
When it comes to the level of preserving our food stocks, it's actually difficult. Like maize, you can preserve in drums, but those drums too are expensive. There in the barn, it will be fine, but if you go now to remove, you discover that rats have invaded and they have eaten it up. So, for example, you can harvest like 3 buckets before the time to use. You have lost like 1.5 or 2. So preservation is really a problem.
Other farmers are using pesticides and insecticides, but an agricultural expert warns of the potential health risk these chemicals pose.
That was advisable for people when they buy beans or buy corn in the market. They should always try to find out if it was stored and there was a preservative. They need to wash and clean it before.
A nutritionist in Bamenda suggests transforming foods in season, such as fruits and vegetables, through drying and processing as the best way to avoid post-harvest losses. Efforts to address post-harvest losses through traditional preservation methods and food transformation could help mitigate food insecurity in the Northwest. However, the need for more sophisticated and safe preservation techniques remains critical. Sylvie Bantar for the Regional News in Bamenda.
You are listening to the regional news coming your way from the national station. And onto the littoral region, inhabitants of Douala have become adept to navigating the challenges of laundry as the city experiences relentless rainy season. They have developed a series of techniques to keep their clothes clean and dry. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz spoke to some of the locals and put together the following report.
Heavy downpours and persistent drizzling in Douala have turned even the simplest tasks, such as doing laundry, into a logistical challenge. For Bibi Shine, a local resident, the rainy season is more than just an inconvenience. It's a constant battle to keep her clothes dry.
I wash dresses the next 3 or 4 days and it's not dry. It starts smelling.
In response to the relentless rain, every available surface in Douala has become a drying rack. Residents are making the most of the limited dry space they can find to adapt their homes in order to accommodate their laundry needs.
Most of the times when you have a space in your veranda, that's where you can dry it. At times when there are too much, you can take some of them in the drying line even in your rooms.
The people of Douala are confronting the rainy season with the same resilience that characterizes their city. Through ingenuity and perseverance, they continue to overcome the challenges posed by the weather. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for the Regional News.
And from the littoral region to the land of the rotten chimpanzee, where many women in the south region have embarked on flat stomach therapy so as to look good and slim. From traditional concoction to physical exercises, these women, often of middle age, say the outcome is positive if persistent. Electra Mendomo, student journalist on internship, spoke to some of them. Here is her report.
I opt for abdominal fat reduction because it gives me a good shape. These are among other reasons many young girls in Eburua are obsessed with having their stomach slim, and Grass is of that opinion. When I get dressed, it doesn't work with certain clothes, so to make that disappear, I drink water on an empty stomach and eat after 30 minutes or 1 hour. To achieve their goal, some swallow hot drinks and others opt for physical exercises. Leslie and Elsa. To lose weight, most of the time I drink hot drinks like tea that I prepare myself. To achieve my goals, I do exercises. Of course, it is not easy, but what can a woman do to be beautiful? Getting a nice figure by flattening the stomach, each person has almost become a norm here. Electra Mundomo, CRTV South.
That report from the South region brings us to the end of the regional news this midweek. But before we part company, a recap of our major stories. Farmers in the Northwest region are facing significant financial constraint in preventing post-harvest losses during this harvest season. A majority have resorted to traditional methods. A series of entrepreneurial and civic education activities initiated by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education are ongoing in the Far North region in a bid to promote useful holiday. Meanwhile, the phenomenon of intermediaries purporting to facilitate the signing of administrative documents continue to gain grounds in the central region, especially during this period of competitive entrance examination. The regional news was produced by Aponse Ate, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbumbone Agbor.